NASA announcing today private citizens can begin flying to the International Space Station next year. Round-trip tickets will run about $58 million. This is Fox News.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain for the next several days, really, right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. For tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours at times could cause some street flooding in spots. Rainfall totals could be significant. High temperatures, mostly low to mid-80s, lows at night right around 70. Then on Tuesday, things start to get a little bit better as the number of storms start to thin out and we start to dry out. Stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app, plus instant access to all my videos and plus any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. On the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program. As I have been telling you, businesses after businesses, they're all going under, going bankrupt. They're just not making any money. But yet we look at the stock market, it's hitting all these records. What is going on? Well, I found this interview today. I think it's Dave Janda. Anyway, listen to this.
Yesterday. So the Fed chair signaled that it's ready to cut interest rates once again. To which I ask, well, wait a minute. I thought we were going through this robust economic cycle. So robust, in fact, that we were planning to raise interest rates to normal levels. But now we're going to lower them? I'm confused. Isn't that what you do during a recession or to head off a recession? So if you're wondering what the hell is really going on here and why we're getting these conflicting stories from our, quote, mainstream media, well, then that makes two of us. Maybe three, because I think my guest may have the same question. Joining us now is somebody, by the way, recommended to this newscast by our viewers who said, you know, you got to book this guy. He's really smart. So we looked into it and said, hey, let's have him on. This is Dr. Dave Janda. He's a real medical doctor, by the way, and he's become a bit of a YouTube hit with his own show. It's called Operation Freedom, and we welcome him to the news with Rick Sanchez. Dr. Dave, thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Rick, thanks so much for having me part of your show. It's an honor. I followed your all your efforts over the years, and you've done a magnificent job, and you still do to this day.
That's nice of you to say. So help us understand this. Why the talk of lowering interest rates when we're being told time and time again, depending on who you turn on, that the economy is so sound? Is it sound or is it not sound?
I believe it isn't sound, and it hasn't been sound for an extended period of time, and I believe I'm not the only one. All you have to do is look back at recent history with what Donald Trump has said. I dug up a couple quotes. October 15th, 2018. My biggest threat is the Fed, because the Fed is raising rates too fast and it's too independent. I'm an old guy, Rick.
Yeah.
In my years on planet Earth, I've never heard a president speak about an independent Fed, that being the Federal Reserve is not part of the executive, legislative, or judicial branches of the United States government. It's an independent group of bankers that got control of the money supply back in 1913. That's the first time I've ever had heard a president mention about the Fed being independent. November 27th, President Trump says the Federal Reserve is a much bigger problem than China because of their interest rate policy. April 5th, quote, I personally think the Fed should drop rates. I think they really slowed us down. There's no inflation in terms of quantitative easing. It should really be quantitative easing, not quantitative tightening. And the point is, Rick, if you look at the data, just in the past 24 hours, global manufacturing index, 7-year low. China manufacturing output, 7-year low. UK retail sales crashed by the most, in most on record. US factory orders are the slowest since President Trump was elected. And US services growth was the weakest since February 2016. And the recent ADP report as of today was also a low number as it relates to employment. Bottom line, Rick, is that the economy is not as good as the marketing has been pushing us.
Well, but Mr. Trump is the chief, the CMO, if you would allow me to say, the chief marketing officer. And let me tell you what David Stockman says, because he tends to disagree with you. He says that our debt is heading to $40 trillion. He says Mr. Trump added $500 billion in tax cuts. And he said that those tax cuts are actually putting us so much more in debt that it's really creating this problem. What do you say to somebody like, you know, Ronald Reagan's budget director?
David Stockman's a brilliant man, and I agree. Our country right now is in $22 trillion of debt, and it's growing by at least $1 trillion every year.
Wow.
This entire, quote, expansion from 2008, you know, this Obama recovery and the like that everybody was talking about, it was nothing more than a credit expansion. It was not the inherent underlying growth of the economy. And this is a huge problem. And frankly, I think that when President Trump was elected, I think he came to the realization, look, we're $21 trillion in debt. I think he looked at this and said, there's a number of ways we can get out of this. We can grow part of this. We can depreciate the dollar part. We can, and maybe, who knows, we might even have to look at our credit obligations and consider what we have to do there. Remember when Puerto Rico got in trouble? What did he suggest? Well, sometimes you have to renegotiate that debt. And who better to renegotiate debt than Donald Trump? Because he has a track record of doing that.
We're down to about 45 seconds. But if when the economy is really in bad shape, you have to bring down interest rates, at what point do you finally start to bring them back up again, if ever? And what does that say about the United States economy as a whole if we never can? Dave, I'm sorry, we're down to about 40 seconds on this.
Look at worldwide. We have negative interest rates worldwide, and the way it's going, the United States is headed that way as well. This is why the gold and silver and precious metal markets have been moving the past week in an upward direction.
You're absolutely right. You know what, Dave? We want to get you back. This is a great conversation. No wonder your followers like you so much and recommended you to us. I think you make some great points. Look forward to having another conversation with you here.
Thank you again, Rick. It's been an honor.
Yeah, something ain't right with the economy, folks. And I also found this video, All Roads Lead to Barry Satoru. That's right.
Pluto TV.
I'll see you there.
God, what's going on? Why is there two different things playing?
Coming is as to nothing what has been.
The Red Pill book. See what they
have
to say.
It's a nightmare, but it's not one you can wake up from. It's there all the time.
Well, it's about time. Google, which has weaponized its algorithms to filter out and ultimately silence political speech that's not aligned with the George Soros globalist vision for the world, is now subject of an antitrust investigation by the Department of Justice. Yes, according to the Wall Street Journal on Friday, the DOJ has opened an antitrust investigation of Alphabet Inc., which could present a major new layer of regulatory scrutiny for the search giant. And again, it's about time. As I've been reporting for most of this year, Google and YouTube has been actively censoring the content of many content creators by preventing videos from many producers from showing up in the recommended videos column. The result of the algo change by YouTube, officially announced on January 22nd of this year, has been extremely damaging for many channels in the alternative news and politics space on the world's largest video sharing platform. And friends, as I've been pointing out, the changes at YouTube to target political speech specifically and to damage those previously fast-growing channels is illegal under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, and it is also clearly tortious interference, which is also known as intentional interference, and it's when one person or corporation intentionally damages someone else's business relationships with a third party. In our case, that's you, the audience, causing economic harm. And in other news, James Comey and John Brennan definitely need to lawyer up.
John Brennan isn't going to need one lawyer. He's going to need five.
Investigations into the former FBI director and former CIA director for their roles in the Trump-Russia witch hunt are heating up. Perhaps congressional Republicans will focus next on Joseph Misfood, the Maltese professor and Clinton ally, who seeded the rumor that Russia had dirt on Hillary Clinton. Of course, as listeners of Dan Bongino are well aware, Misfood and the deep state tried to frame George Papadopoulos with a woman and $10,000 in cash, but they failed miserably.
I don't think President Trump was tweeting about UK interference out of the blue for no reason last week, because let me explain why. The day I met with Stefan Halper and Azra Turk in London, I was invited by the British Ministry of Foreign Affairs to meet with them at their offices, including with Tobias Elwood, who was the number two at the time under Boris Johnson. So clearly, when the New York Times suggested in their reporting today that the British were told of this operation, I believe the British actually were actively spying on me as well. And I think part of what President Trump was tweeting last week about the British spying was about this involvement and this operation in London. So I guess we have a lot more to find out.
So back to Comey and Brennan, two treacherous, seditious deep state characters that are in deep water now. According to former Representative Trey Gowdy, communications between Comey and Brennan are the key to unlocking the decisions behind the dossier. Whoever is investigating this, tell them to look for emails between Brennan and Comey in December of 2016. As we've said in previous videos, friends, the tables have turned.
I have got to hit this break, and I will finish this when we get back. I've got to try to stay consistent with my break since this is being recorded. I'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price. And there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River Region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. Let's continue this SGT report.
And now, the deep state traders need to lawyer up.
Welcome to Real Patriot News. I am your host, BCP. Now that Attorney General Bill Barr has doubled down and has not backed off on using the word spying and saying that he is looking into the genesis where this entire spying activity started, when, with whom, what were the circumstances, etc., that was the beginning of this entire Russian collusion hoax, scam, lie, fable, fairy tale. And we know it's all going to lead back to the Barry Oval Office.
There is evidence that talks about the Obama administration violating FISA going back to 2012. There's also evidence of how they went against their political opponents. There is evidence that this started in the early days of the second term of President Obama, and they just got better.
Does this go all the way to the Oval Office? You're
absolutely
jumping ahead of me, but I planned on getting that.
Absolutely.
One text message has always stood out in my mind, and that is a text message from Pete Stroke to Lisa Page after they come out of one of the first foundational meetings in August after they've launched the Trump investigation. And the text says, the White House is running this. The White House is running this. January 2017, there was at least one White House meeting where the origins of the Trump collusion case began. A whole year earlier, and I guarantee you, it will have been inside the White House.
This was not their first rodeo, and I think that's what scares them the most, Sean. What terrifies them is that an investigation is not just about Trump. It's about what Barr is going to uncover, and that this has been going on for at least a decade.
Now, we know that not just because of his capos in his government mafia that have been having fits ever since AG Bill Barr came into play, but because experts and people that were in previous administrations who have been investigating this entire thing have been letting us know in no uncertain terms that when all is said and done, it's all going to end up right back pointing to Barry himself.
Just the day or two before, James Comey went and ambushed a then candidate or president-elect Trump with that dossier. They had a meeting about it with Barack Obama in the Oval Office. Comey did. Joe Biden was there. Susan Rice was there. Other top people were there. Obama's intimately involved in this. You must presume he's intimately involved. If he's doing his job with this unprecedented spying on the Trump on Trump World. Classification fights on politically sensitive matters like this have nothing to do with national security or protecting sources, methods, or lives. It's about protecting the corruption of the agencies who don't want you to see what they were really up to, and they use the classification excuse as a way to protect themselves from accountability and having to explain their misconduct. The American people need to be let in on the deep state secrets.
One text message has always stood out in my mind, Sean. It's in my column again today. I mentioned it, and that is a text message from Pete Strzok to Lisa Page after they come out of one of the first foundational meetings in August after they've launched the Trump investigation. And the text says, the White House is running this.
The targeting of Trump was designed to protect Hillary Clinton from the consequences of her email misconduct. And it wasn't just Hillary Clinton who had consequences. It would have been the Obama administration, the Obama White House, the State Department, the FBI, the DOJ, who were involved in that cover-up.
This was not their first rodeo. And I think that's what scares them the most, Sean. What terrifies them is that an investigation is not just about Trump. It's about what Barr is going to uncover, and that this has been going on for at least a decade. For at least a decade. And these agencies are terrified that their power is going to be pulled from them, and that they're not going to have the same type of tools and capabilities that they've had in the past because they've abused them.
The Attorney General should be looking to release this material publicly as opposed to just for internal and a criminal review. The American people want to know what went on as soon as possible, and they've been unlawfully delayed from learning the truth about what their corrupt government's been up to.
Hello and welcome, fellow digital soldiers, to True Reporting. We'll be covering an article from the Washington Post entitled, Hillary Clinton's IT guy asked Reddit for help altering emails, a Twitter sleuth claims. So, this article came out in 2016, and you're probably asking yourself, why, Thomas, why are you covering an article from 2016? Well, because last night, Paul Combetta, his home was raided last night. The very same IT guy that was trying to bleach bit Hillary Clinton's emails. Hillary Clinton's IT guy asked Reddit for help altering emails, a Twitter sleuth claims. This is from the Washington Post. Smoking gun, bleach bit, Paul Combetta asked to strip or replace VIP emails address. Here we go. A non-techie, in quotes, Twitter sleuth with 3,000 followers has just cost Hillary Clinton's campaign a new headache. The Reddit posted question comes from a user named Stone Tier and were made in July and December of 2014. The woman who unearthed the post claimed Stone Tier is Paul Combetta, a computer specialist with Platte River Networks. Remember this word, Platte River Networks, who worked with Clinton's staff during her time as Secretary of State. In the post, Stone Tier asked for technical advice on retaining and deleting email messages that are more than 60 days old, as well as on removing the email addresses of an unnamed, very VIP client from email archives. Hello all, one of the posts begins. I may be facing a very interesting situation where I need to strip out a VIP's very VIP email address from a bunch of archived emails that I have both in Live Exchange mailbox as well as a PST file. Basically, they don't want the VIP's email address exposed anymore to anyone. Does anyone have experience with something like this and or suggestions on how I might be able to accomplish this? So, guys, the issue is that these emails involve the private email address of someone you'd recognize, another one says. The big question, of course, is whether Combetta is in fact Stone Tier. So, my friends, that brings us up to today. Denver Anon here. I live across the street from Paul Combetta, who I know used to work for an IT company that did work for the Clintons, and his house just got raided. I will try to provide updates right now. Paul and his girlfriend slash wife are handcuffed sitting on the ground, and the authorities are going in and out of the house. Computer specialists who deleted Clinton's emails may have asked Reddit for tips. An apparent triumph for collaborative reporting, Reddit discovers what seems to be a post from an IT worker given immunity. Mr. Combetta, there he is right here, Platte River Networks. So, and this is from 2016, September 13th. Now, this is mind-blowing, guys. Did they ask Combetta for advice? These people are stupid. And Q responds, like the Oprah show, You get to go to jail. You get to go to jail. You get to go to jail. You all get to go to jail. And this is in response to that is the exact post from 2016 from the U.S. News. Paul Kimbetta, computer specialist who deleted Hillary Clinton's emails, may have asked Reddit for tips. I mean, this is another Q proof. Future proves past. Again, this is a developing story. I will stay on top of it for you. If you found this informative and you enjoyed it, please subscribe to my channel. And my friends, please be kind and loving to one another. And I will speak to you very soon.
Wow. It's all coming out. But, again, Barr is deep state. I really, honestly don't expect him to put anyone of any consequence in jail. Comey, probably. Brennan, possibly. Above that, no. Mueller, no. Clinton, no. They're not going to jail. They're not going to prison. No way. I'm sorry. I just can't follow that line of thinking. They do not eat their own. That's the way I like to look at it. It's the way I see it. All right, well, I've got a few minutes. Let's do some need to know. The homeless crisis in the liberal city of Los Angeles has soared by 16%, more than 36,000 homeless people in L.A. That's an increase. Let's see, the overall county saw an increase of 12%, 59,000 people. Three-quarters of the homeless people are living outdoors, which is causing concern over a potential public health crisis due to rats, sewage, and trash near homeless encampments. Senator Rand Paul said that the deep state ignored President Trump's order last summer to revoke former CIA chief John Brennan's security clearance. He still has it. And Rand Paul said, people talk about the deep state. Now the deep state's actually protecting their own and not listening to the president's orders. The New York Times recently reported that John Brennan, a rabid Trump hater, still has his security clearance because the White House never followed through with the bureaucratic work it would have taken to strip that clearance. Folks, we're at a point where the powers that shouldn't be are openly defiant of we the people. They haven't cared about what we the people want for quite a while, but they've always pretended that they did. Now they no longer even pretend. The proverbial cat is out of the bag. What I have been telling you is coming is here. The deep state, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, they are completing their takeover. Now, when the Patriot Act gutted our Bill of Rights, that pushed it. Now they have legally overridden all of our founding fathers, all the mechanisms our founding fathers put in there to give us some control to prevent this exact scenario from happening, a tyrannical government from taking over. They've circumvented all that. They don't care about how it looks anymore. The cat's out of the bag. And it's only going to get worse from here. Do not look for Donald Trump to save you. He's not going to. But then again, not to beat a dead horse, no one cares. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google have reportedly amassed a lobbying army, which means they got lots and 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 lots of money to pay off all the congressmen and representatives in preparation for the upcoming antitrust investigations that we heard about earlier and calls to break up the Silicon Valley tech monopoly. The four tech giants have spent a combined $55 million on lobbying. That's just in 2018, which doubled their previous $27.4 million spent in 2016. Currently, the four tech giants have amassed 238 lobbyists. Big tech's lobbying influence extends to calls with members of Congress, advertising, funding of think tanks, and efforts to influence President Donald Trump. Folks, if we're to have any hope of turning this ship called America back around towards God and a constitutional future, PACs and lobbyists must be banned. All lobbying is legal bribery. It should, I don't know when it started. I can't seem to find the answer to that. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be banned. Period. I saw something on Facebook where somebody suggested that all of our representatives should wear, like NASCAR, should wear suits with the sponsors' patches on there. I said that 4 years ago on Saturday Night Show. But that would be kind of great so we could see who actually owns them or who has leased them for their term anyway. All right, got to hit a break. I'll be back.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain for the next several days, really, right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. For tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours at times could cause some street flooding. In spots, rainfall totals could be significant. High temperatures, mostly low to mid-80s, lows at night right around 70. Then on Tuesday, things start to get a little bit better as the number of storms start to thin out and we start to dry out. Stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app, plus instant access to all my videos and plus any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. On the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I have one more video I want to play. This is about all the four strange deaths. How are these deaths connected? That's what I'd like to know. Just Informed Talk website.
On this episode of Just Informed Talk, over the past 2 days, a string of mysterious deaths have left more questions than answers as two state senators have been found shot to death inside of their homes, and two NYPD veterans have allegedly committed suicide within hours of each other, including one who happened to be a chief in the NYPD. But there's going to be that and many more news stories, so stick around. Hi, I'm Craig, and welcome to another episode of Just Informed Talk. I always begin by saying thank you if you've hit that subscribe button. If you haven't, come here, click the big red subscribe button, make sure you hit the bell for notifications, and hit the like button if you guys like this content and want to see me make more. So, we don't have anything new on the cue boards, but I can tell you right now we have a lot happening in the news. So you guys are going to want to stick around and watch the incredible story that's coming out about these multiple mysterious deaths of senators and NYPD veterans who we don't have a lot of information on yet, but we can tie it all together just to say that it is mysterious, and you guys are going to want to stick around to hear the full story on that. But first, as always, I encourage everyone to come back here to the landing page, watch these last few videos, share them on your social media, get the word out that way. That helps the channel out big time. And if you're scratching your head going, what is QAnon and what is the Great Awakening and what's this guy talking about, please come here, watch this video. What is QAnon and the Great Awakening? It will give you all the information you need to know about that and much, much more. So getting into the first story here, we actually have a former Arkansas state senator reportedly found shot dead inside her home. And this is a story that broke yesterday. This is a tragedy. We thoughts and prayers with the family and friends of those who are affected in all of these cases. I'd like to put that up front. But Right now, they are still investigating. So apparently, the former Arkansas State Senator reportedly was found shot dead inside her home Tuesday, prompting police to launch a homicide investigation. So her body was discovered Tuesday night at her home in Pocahontas, about 130 miles northeast of Little Rock. Her former press secretary, Ken Yang, told KATV. Yang said the death is being investigated as murder, and that neighbors reported hearing gunshots a day or two before the body was found. And this is really sad, really sad story. And, you know, I saw this story when it broke yesterday, and I even think I maybe mentioned it yesterday in the video or in the other video, maybe not. But what's happened since has been really in just one of those stories that as you read through it, you go, wow, this is crazy, because a lot of people are just popping up, either being murdered or being or having committed suicide. And that goes into the next one here, which yesterday was reported that a New York Police Department chief had killed himself just days before retirement. So apparently, Deputy Chief Stephen Silks was pronounced dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound Wednesday evening. It says he was off duty and located near Burn Street and 69th in Queens. And then it says the officer was found sitting in a car suffering from a gunshot wound to the head. He was taken to Elmhurst Hospital by an NYPD car and was listed in critical condition, where he was later pronounced deceased. Obviously, this is a picture from not too long ago, back in April, where this Deputy Chief Stephen Silks was being actually honored for his 39 years of dedicated service to the people of New York. And here's a picture of him receiving the honor. And unfortunately, as I say, thoughts and prayers with the family and friends of these individuals. But he has apparently been found with, as it said there, what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. That is another example of what happened yesterday. So you have two happening close to one another. And the first thing I thought of was, obviously, back in May of 2018, Q posted these posts about the NYPD detectives who may or may not have actually seen things they should not have seen. Let's put it that way. And with that in mind, what I thought was fascinating about these posts is this is where we were pointed in the direction of Officer Familia. Now, Officer Familia was a police officer in New York who was shot in the line of duty, I believe, and was and passed away. And Q had alluded to the fact, basically, that these two NYP detectives who had lost their lives, along with Officer Familia, were, and I don't know if it was two plus one or just the two, but they viewed the insurance file. Now, what was the insurance file? What's that a reference to? Q says, find the two NYP detectives, 187, which would be like that were killed or died in mid-2017. It says, did they view the insurance file? Threats are real, it's not a game. Q. So the insurance file is directly referencing what was on Anthony Weiner's laptop. According to multiple reports and allegations that are out there, the actual computer itself, the laptop computer that was seized by the NYPD as a part of their investigation into Anthony Weiner's sexting of underage girls, this happened right around that same time where reports were coming out saying that police had stumbled upon, during their normal course of searching the laptop, a file that was marked insurance. Now, what was on that file has been the subject of much, much debate. There are those who believe there were videos on there of Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin engaged in things that could have been used for possible blackmail slash what you would call, I guess, insurance, political insurance, everything from that to classified information, special access program information, you name it, and it's been speculated that there was stuff on this insurance file or just blackmailing materials for other high-ranking political figures and apparently figures inside. It's been alleged, I'm saying, that it could have been blackmailing information on high-ranking political officials, high-ranking officials inside of the police department itself, and or high-ranking officials inside of government. So there's really an incredible amount of mystery behind what was in that insurance file. But Q alluded to the fact that it is possible that multiple NYPD officers lost their lives because they saw what was on that file. And you guys know how it goes in this world. It seems that when the clandestine intel agencies have information out there that they don't want people to see, especially if it's incredibly harmful to the individuals who are involved, they may go to any length to cover this information up. So I think that was a pretty fascinating little side note to all of this. And we're just asking the questions here. This is a tragic story. Again, today we have reports coming out that a former Oklahoma state senator was found dead in his Norman home. Now, this is the individual here. His name is Senator Jonathan Nichols, was found dead in an apparent gunshot wound inside his home. Police confirmed in a press release Thursday they discovered the body of the 53-year-old inside his West Norman home after receiving a call Wednesday night of an individual with a gunshot wound. Police say the case remains under investigation and that they are working with the medical examiner's office to determine the exact cause and manner of his death. Nicholas is a former Republican state senator from Norman who served from 2000 to 2012. After that, he took staff positions with the State House, Senate, and the University of Oklahoma. So here's just another example. And, of course, another story that's being updated today is there's a second New York PD, NYPD suicide, where a veteran NYPD detective has killed himself hours after the chief does the same thing. So this is a story now, of course, it's just breaking, saying a frantic search for a missing NYPD detective ended with a grim find, the second in just 24 hours. Authorities were on a frantic search to find Detective Joseph Calabrese after his car was found abandoned near Plum Beach in Brooklyn. Unfortunately, his body was found near the water. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was last seen early Thursday morning at Medical Center at around 2 a.m. after visiting his wife, who had undergone a small surgical procedure. She was expected to be released on Thursday morning. Calabrese was 58, was assigned the Brooklyn South Homicide Squad after coworkers became concerned after he never arrived for work. His suicide has left his friends, family, and coworkers shocked. The department is in shock as this suicide comes just hours after the NYPD chief Stephen Silks shot and killed himself just days before his scheduled retirement. So this is getting pretty strange when you start putting all these stories together, one next to the other, and asking the question of, you know, what's actually going on here? Who is, or how did all of this seem to happen within days of each other? And is any, are any of these stories connected? That's really the question that I have. And I would encourage us all to go dig and look further into it. But I can tell you right now that you have an Arkansas state senator, you have a Oklahoma state senator, and you have two high-ranking NYPD officials who have been either killed or have committed suicide in the last 48 hours. And, you know, it's just one of those things. When you start putting it all together, it just looks kind of suspicious. And I would like to keep digging on this and see what we can find. I don't know if it's even connected yet, but I can tell you the more suspicious thing is this double suicide in New York with these NYPD officials. That to me is strange. And then you put on top of it the fact that two senators have been shot. That's strange in their homes. Yeah, this is all looking like something that Q predicted a long time ago, back in January of 2018. Here was an interesting one where an anon had picked up something Hannity had put out, this Form 1649 about false imprisonment, and asked the question, was Hannity sending out an SOS? And Q actually responded by saying this: select news members, journalists, are vital to delivering the message, as are you. Imagine if these people were removed to total control regarding MSM. They represent a clear and present danger to the enemy. Reread past crumbs regarding security. Where is John Solomon? How do we truly protect those important to us? 19 immediates no longer with us. Self-suicide if actioned. Real life Q. Wow.
Yeah, and I need to hit this break, and we'll discuss this a little more when I get back from this one. So be right back.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, welcome back to the very last segment of Clearing the Air. I believe the two detectives were definitely in on the laptop. They knew what was on Winter's laptop, and I look for more to probably be suicided. I think the two senators. Now, what do they have in common? Where are they? Where were they serving their terms? Right where we're getting hammered with storms. What if they are in on the loop with the weather control machinery? What if they know why our crops are being decimated, and that's why they were eliminated? It's very possible. Anyway, that's kind of what I think is happening right now. And, of course, I don't know that, but it's just a guess of mine. I'm pretty sure that the laptop comes into play with the two cops. And what, like I said, what scares me is there's going to be more. Because the deep state, the deep state's going to do whatever it has to do to protect itself. And right now it's in protection mode. It's not only playing defense, but as you can tell, it's playing offense. It's killing anyone that's a danger or a threat to them. So, you know, that's kind of where we are. They're not pretending anymore. They're not pretending at all. Now they're just in your face. This is who we are, and there's nothing you can do to stop us. Because over the last 20 years, at least, they have been arming themselves, building these huge structures that look more like fortifications than they do public service buildings, if you know what I'm saying. Just take a look at any of the new buildings they built here in Montgomery. They look like a frickin' castle. Are they maybe thinking that at some point the peons are going to have enough and grab our pitchforks and try to go and address our grievances? It's very possible. Why all of a sudden of all the various departments of the government who never had to have sidearms before, why do they now have sidearms? Why did the government order 7 billion rounds of 9mm hollow point ammo? Why are all the government employees who are target practicing using pictures of old men and American women citizens as targets on the range? Why are they doing this? What's going on here? Why in 2008 did over 200 heads of police departments, sheriffs, and high-ranking law enforcement officers across the nation in a nine-month period all quit or resign or retire? It's never happened before, and it hasn't happened since. What was that secret closed-door meeting of both houses back in 2008. What was that all about? Everyone was held to a top secret that they can't divulge. Nobody knows. I submit to you that they were told then the globalist plan for the takedown of America by imploding her, by using Cloward Piven to overload the system, to bring the economy down. Basically, everything that we've seen happen since 08. And this was, they were going to have to be, at some point, if and when there's pushback from the American people, and to be honest, I don't see it happening, they will have to be able, or they would have to have the wherewithal to fire on Americans, fellow Americans. I think that's why 200 of them quit. Because I think there's some of the senators came back and they couldn't help it. They called up some of their law enforcement buddies and said, you're not going to believe what we just went through in this closed door. Only the fourth time in the history of this country they held a secret closed door meeting in both houses. And I guarantee you they probably told their buddies in law enforcement, you're not going to believe where we're headed. You're not going to believe where we're going to be going in the next two decades. Well, here we are. Here we are. Something's coming, folks, and I don't want you to be scared, but I want you to be prepared. Number one, prepare yourself, prepare your souls, prepare your relationship with the Creator. There's nothing more important than that. Number two, get a plan with your family, your kids. If you've got kids in school, y'all need to sit down at the table and go, look, little Johnny, I don't want to scare you, but if anything should happen at school, you need to meet Daddy here. If your teacher tells you you can't leave the room, you tell her, I'm sorry, I'm leaving the room. You meet me here. Have a plan. You need to all be getting some kind of non-perishable food together. You need to be getting a Berkey water purifier. You need to be doing these things. Even if nothing happens, it's great to have this stuff. It's so important for you to get prepared. Why do you think the government now is trying to, they're stopping people from collecting rainwater? They have actually passed executive orders that they could go and seize all the food you've stuck back, all these huge preppers. Just don't tell anybody. Keep your stuff, hide it, get it ready. If you've got a place out in the country, then hey, you need to be building something, preferably underground, and get ready. Something's coming. And I'm sure Postman will want to talk about this tomorrow night, but a lot of stuff has just been released about not just the secret space program, but how we've been misled all this time. I'd like to play some William Tompkins. I can't on this show. I don't have enough time. We're probably, hopefully, Postman will be on the same page with me, and we can play some of this tomorrow night about the Nazis, everything that's been going on in space that has been kept from us. How many aliens are here now? And listen, I get how crazy this whole alien thing sounds. I get that. But who are we to put limits on God? Who are we to say, well, we're the only thing God created because this is as good as it gets? You know, once he made us, he just quit creating because, you know, golly, man, we're humans. We're awesome. No, we're not. We're selfish. We're greedy. We're egotistical. It just goes on and on, folks. I have said so many times, if I were the creator, I would have destroyed this joint a long time ago. I'm so disappointed in human, in mankind, in humanity. So disappointed. And I don't know what's going on now. I guess we're just going to sit back and watch our country go away. Every time I watch Band of Brothers, or every time I watch Saving Ryan's Privates, anytime I watch any of those great, great war movies, I get a tear in my eye because I'm thinking, these kids went through all this for us. And we're going to sit on our butts and let it be taken away. I don't understand. I don't understand. Is it aerosol apathy? I think it may be. I don't know. But if we don't break this spell, literally break this spell, America's gone. We have got to do something. Either you're going to listen to me and you're going to believe me or you're not. And there's nothing I can do. It's not my job to convince you. I just feel led by the Holy Spirit to tell you these things because it's the truth and you need to know them. Then you make up your mind if you want to do something, if you feel like you should do something, or if you just want to be a sheeple. I can't. I can't be a sheeple. I can't. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Whether you want to hear it or not, you're going to be told the truth from me. So help me God. Literally, so help me God. As long as I can do it, I'm going to do it. When I can't do it anymore, I'll stop. But I can't it's hard for me to sit here and tell you all these things night after night, and nobody seems to care. I don't understand that. I feel like I'm wasting my time. Maybe I'm being pulled in so many different directions right now. I've got a lot going on. We need more room for technicians at the shop, and so the logical place is to expand into what's always been my little area in the warehouse, where I have 23 years worth of stuck back stuff that I'm having to go through and get rid of or do something with. So I'm working, you know, hours early, and when I get off here midnight to 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm trying to get that stuff cleaned out. I don't sleep well. I have nightmares. This Morgellons is taking over. I don't have time to fight it like I should. And I want to be here doing this more than anything. And I'm burning what little candle I got left, I'm burning it both ends, and it's taking its toll. So I don't mean to have an attitude. I don't mean to be testy. But damn, folks, what's it going to take to wake you up? I don't understand. Thank you, Mr. Fred. I got your email. I really appreciate that. Wow, I've really got some great listeners. Thank you so much for everything y'all have done for me, and it's been the honor of my life to be able to sit on this radio and talk to you guys every other night, or every night, six nights a week, whatever. It really has. It has been the honor of my life. Never would have dreamt of being able to talk to people on the radio like I've been able to talk to y'all. Y'all are great. You're awesome. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. It means everything to me. It really does. Thank you. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when I'm not going to be able to come back and do this. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I know Joey is upset, and I hope he doesn't quit. Joey's a good guy. He's a good, very, very extremely intelligent young man, and that's not lost on me at all. And I just hope and pray he doesn't fly off the handle like I would have done if I were his age. You see, his show, he's going to be off all week, and he had spent all morning Saturday getting some replays ready to play while he's gone. And then the next thing you know, Health and Wealth has bought his time. And Joey went off. He went off when he found out that his show wasn't going to be replayed. He got very upset. I understand both ends of it. I know that this radio station, if you can sell time and make money, that's why you're here. You have to make money to keep the business going. And I would never question Mr. Peters, because he's a very good businessman and this is his world. He just lets me play in it. So who am I? But Joey, just calm down. Everything's going to be okay. Don't do something stupid like I would have done. Don't do it. You built up a good audience. You're brilliant. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep on keeping on, and just don't make a bad decision based out of anger. Please, please, please. I know he doesn't listen to this show, but it makes me feel better to talk to him whether he listens or not. It's kind of how it works. Well, folks, remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. And really, everything I talk about, everything Dan talks about, everything Joey talks about, everything Greg talks about, everything Baron talks about, are symptoms of the big issue, and that is good versus evil. I was taught this as they drug me to church when I was a kid, and I hated to go. And I still don't like to go to church. I haven't found one yet that I really like. Because to me, spirituality is the ticket. What in the world? Sorry about that. My phone's possessed. But spirituality is the ticket. Getting on your knees and talking to the Creator and building a relationship. He will show you things, but you won't be able to see them unless you're in the right mindset. That's when you humble yourself, you repent of your sins, and just talk to Him. He loves you. That's why He made you. But there is so much to this universe that our Creator created that where it has been kept from us. Because these scumbags, these Luciferian psychopaths, they want all the knowledge and all the power, and they want to keep us stupid. They want to keep us as sheeple, because it's to their advantage, because they want total control. Don't let them have it.